The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, 909. My name is Dayton Kane, in with Rose Gray. Welcome back, Rose.
Hey, thank you. It's so good to be back, and I must absolutely thank Andrea Pratarelli for filling in for me for 2 weeks. I actually had the opportunity to listen to both shows.
You did? You're
live.
Supposed to take a vacation, take a break.
That is a vacation. I'm kicking back listening, not taking any calls.
She did a great job.
Oh, yeah, and I thank you so much, because you know what? If I didn't have people to fill in for me, I couldn't go on vacation, and this show is about vacation.
It is about vacation. So I'm worried sometime, though, you're just going to never come back. You're just going to fly off and be like, you know what? It's too nice here. I don't need to go back there.
Yeah, that might happen. It wasn't all that fabulous in Arizona this past week that I was there. The first couple of days, it was in the 60s. Mornings were in the 40s when I took my morning walk. But you know what? Golfing in 59 degree weather is better than what you had here. So
yeah.
So it was a great, great trip. I got to tell you, a little different at American Family Field of Phoenix. The Brewers know what they're doing. There is just no room for mistakes when it comes to COVID and coming back from COVID. And the way that the Brewers had this all orchestrated was that there's literally nylon rope tying off the seats you couldn't sit in.
Sure.
And they did not mess around. Between every half inning, ushers coming through with signs, masks up, unless you were actively eating or drinking. And although it wasn't, in my estimation, a complete spring training experience. I've done it so many years that I was just so grateful to be back. A couple of games at Maryville, one game at Peoria against the Mariners, couple rounds of golf. Wow, week went fast.
Nice. Well, we're glad you're back. Exciting, because American Family Field opening day is this Thursday, right?
Yeah.
So they've got their practice down there, not only the game side of it, but then how the fans are going to experience the game as well, because we get to go to the stadium this year if we want.
And we're just so grateful for that. And for those of you who are Brewer fans and are thinking, all right, this thing isn't going to last forever and I do want to go back, you all know I am a big, big fan of spring training. And for those of you who ever need help with that, you can certainly reach out to any one of our advisors and they can give you some advice. Renting a house is a very cool way to do it, and that's such an option now. And again, you want to talk about feeling completely isolated and just your family members or your group of friends that you are traveling with are in a house. It's kind of a cool thing to do. And like I said, the Brewers got it down, so next year it'll be different. I'm certain of it.
More and more people doing that. My son just got back from Miami, of all places, and they did the house thing with all the guys and did it that way instead of doing the hotels, so that was kind of cool.
Did he tell you how the beaches were?
The beaches were great, he said. He partied on a yacht. He hung out with his friends. He did not see all the chaos that we saw over and over and over every night on TV this week. It was that one night seemed to get out of control, but he wasn't there that night. He got there right after that, and had a great time. So it's you know what? Sometimes what we see on TV is not always what's happening at the place that it's said to be happening.
Absolutely.
So. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. If you have questions for Rose, you can talk to us this morning. We'd love to hear your voice. 866-616-1620. We do have a question on the text line already for you. Wants to know about the no sale order. They thought it was allowed to expire back in October, and that cruise lines have been preparing ever since to resume by summer. Now they've heard that there's a continuing no sale through November. Is that correct?
Well, what's happening here is that there was a document that was given out by the CDC, and the cruise lines have to comply with all stipulations in that 40-page document, and not all the cruise lines, I feel like, they're going to be able to do that. And so many of the cruises have been pushed back through November. Some cruise lines, Royal Caribbean being one of them, figured out a way to have cruises out of both the Bahamas and Bermuda. And so there are some ways that you can can cruise. But at this point in time, for those people that were patiently waiting, I do feel like we're probably not going to see much going on Caribbean-wise out of ports from the United States until probably, as the texter mentioned, November or into the beginning of the next year.
Okay. We will get back to normal eventually. It just keeps getting delayed a little bit here and there.
But aren't we good at patience these days?
We are learning patience. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Give us a call. Get on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. We'll be back in a minute on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton, Kane, and as well, rainy, a high near 50 today, sitting at 37 in Milwaukee. And Rose, it is Brothers and Sisters Day, so I'm going to shout out to my brothers, John, listen to these names, John, Dan, Mike, Pete. How did Dayton ever get into
that list? I'm not sure.
Yes, happy Brothers and Sisters Day to my brothers. How about you? Any siblings?
Yep, and one of them actually listens every single Saturday. My sister Patty, who lives in Kelowna, British Columbia, listens, live streams our show every single Saturday. So hi, Patty. And my brother might be hiking or something. He's a teacher in Grand Meadow, Minnesota, and he is kind of an outdoorsman. So he might listen to the podcast on our website after the fact, but not always listening to me on Saturday morning.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We're going to go to Greenfield. Mary on the line. Good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, Rose.
Hi.
We're going to be traveling in the United States this year, and I'm wondering if it's advisable to carry the card that shows you receive your COVID vaccines with you at all times.
I can't see why it would hurt. At this point in time, it is not. There's no advantage to it that I know of. Nobody's asking to see them, most especially domestically. But again, if you're going to have that in your wallet anyway, I got mine on Monday. I got the Johnson & Johnson shot on Monday.
Oh, that's the one-shotter.
Yep, the one-shotter. And I just took my little card and put it in my wallet, and I'm very proud that it's there. And if anybody ever wants to see it, I've got it with me. So there's no reason not to carry it. I'm not certain you'll be asked for it, but why not be prepared?
I also heard the CDC is suggesting to take a picture of it on your phone.
Yep.
So in case you lose the card, you still have proof that you have it.
100%. That's never a bad idea. There are so many ways that you can use your phone when you travel. Take a picture of where you park. Take a picture of your rental car before you get in it.
One.
I had a little damage on my rental car before I got in it, and I took a picture of it. So, yeah, I would take it with me, but I can't imagine anybody's going to be asking yet.
Okay.
Thanks, Mary.
Thanks, Mary. Have a great day. Let's jump over to Colgate. Sam on the line with us. Good morning, Sam. What's your question for Rose?
Good morning. My question is that me and my family are going down to Florida for spring break by Santa Rosa, and we're wondering where's the best place to see dolphins.
Okay. Well, Santa Rosa is kind of in that Destin area, South Walton Beach. That's where those dolphins are. Now, what you want to do is keep in mind that dolphins are very active at sunrise. I realize this is your vacation. You might not want to get up at sunrise. Very active at sunrise. They're also very active mid-morning and mid-afternoon all the way to sunset. So if you go during the lunch hour, typically that's when they're taking their little siestas as well. But aren't you so lucky that you're getting to go to Florida?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice break from all this cold weather.
Good. Yep, so that's what you do. You just, any one of those, Fort Walton Beach, South Walton Beach, Destin, Santa Rosa, that's where the dolphins hang out.
Okay.
Have a great trip, Sam.
Thanks,
you
Sam.
Too.
That was awesome. Speaking of getting up early, got a text here. It says, "Hi, Dayton. Colleen here from our Mexico pool with the Rose Fan Club."
Okay, so here's the deal. Colleen is just finishing up what we call an alumni or an appreciation trip with a group of people that she's been traveling with for a long, long time. They are at Rio Palace Costa Mujeres, which is a fabulous resort. Tomorrow they are heading home, and she did let me know that they were all going to be listening poolside today to Dayton and Rose. So
awesome.
Have a great and safe trip home, boys and girls.
You can do that on our website, WTMJ.com, or download the app to your phone. Take us wherever you travel. We like that. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Ross from Key Wascom, hang on the line. We'll get to your question about Australia next on the Fox World Travel Show.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Going to be a rainy Saturday. My name is Dayton Kane, and with Rose Gray, 50 for a high, though, so not too cold. 37 now in Milwaukee. And we are taking your calls and texts on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Going to go to Key Wascom and get Ross on with us. Good morning, Ross. What's your question?
Good morning. Well, my wife and I, we traveled with Fox previously to Alaska, and they did a fabulous job setting up our trip for us. So I wanted to call to see if they do anything for Australia and New Zealand. We are looking at doing that in 2022.
Yeah, actually, there's every possibility that's going to happen. So you can certainly do that independently. We have a number of different companies that we would use to put that together for you if we don't have a specific group departure that's going to work for you. We had a very, very successful Australia, New Zealand in 2019, and then of course COVID hit and everything was put on hold right now.
Yep.
And the New Zealanders don't want us, quite frankly. They want us to stay away as much as possible. And so I'm not certain exactly if that's going to happen in 2022 or 2023, but it will happen again. But if you can't wait for one of our group departures, please know that we are more than happy to help you. We will look at a number of our preferred partners and figure out which one works for you and make that happen. So yeah, definitely give us a call. Lots of different ways you can reach Fox World Travel. Go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, and on the Contact Us page, there's a way that you can just send us an email, and then those emails are sorted and sent to the right people. Or you can always give us a call at 866-GO-FOX-GO, and we are now open 9 to 3 on Saturdays, so now would be a good time to call as well. But get the ball rolling. Let somebody know you're looking for that group departure, and if that doesn't work out, we can certainly help you on an independent basis.
That'd be great. And do you, and I'm sure they would know, but I was just wondering, like, what's the best time of year to go? Because I know they're seasons are basically the opposite of us.
Exactly. Their seasons are the opposite, although I will tell you this. Their winter is not as brutal as and unbearable as our winters are by any stretch of the imagination. And then the other thing that you're going to want to work with your travel advisor on is how much of New Zealand? Are you going to do both islands? Are you going to devote enough time to both islands? And those are some things to take into consideration as well. So what we start out with is what works best for you as far as timing is concerned, and then we kind of sit down and say, okay, now can we adjust this a little bit on either side because of the seasonality? So give us a call or give us an email and let somebody start that ball rolling, because that sounds like a really great trip and it's something you want to plan for a while.
Yeah, that's why we're actually, it's going to be a retirement trip. I'm going to be retiring later this year, so time won't be of the essence. We'll
perfect
be able to spend as much as we want.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for the information.
Thanks, Ross. Have a great Saturday. All right, jumping over to Greendale, Ed on the phone. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to the Fox World Travel Show.
Good morning. I understand there's a shortage of rental cars. If you pay in advance, is there a better chance of getting a car?
I don't know that it's a better chance of getting a car. If you have a reservation, it's a better chance of getting a car. I was just in Phoenix, and I could not believe the number of people. For those of you who are unfamiliar, in Phoenix, there is a car center, and it's far away from the airport. They put you on buses, and they take you to the car center. But I was shocked at the number of people that didn't have car reservations. They were just going to randomly walk up and hope they could get them. So I don't know that prepayment is a better guarantee that you would have a car. I will tell you a reservation will be a better guarantee that you have a car.
According to the news, people with reservations are showing up, and there's because of the shortage, they're not having a car.
Do you know what city?
Especially in Florida.
I think
in Florida.
Yeah, I don't know that prepaying. My fear with prepaying on a car is that A, there might be a better deal somewhere along the line, and now you can't get it. Or what are the cancellation policies on that car, and do you have to take insurance to cover those cancellation policies?
Great. I appreciate your help.
You're
Have
welcome.
A good morning.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. Thanks for calling in this morning. 855-616-1620 is the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Another question in before we have to join Alex for the news. We are cruising out of Rome in late July. What are your thoughts on that? Think it's going to happen or will it get pushed back?
My gut tells me it's going to get pushed back. Late July is sort of early for Italy to open up and let us back in. I'm not certain that's going to happen. I feel much more confident about fall. So I think probably at this point in time, you should be prepared to pivot.
All right. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is wide open on the phones. Isaac, ready to take your calls in the studio there with our production team. Look at him smiling over there. He's so happy. 855-616-1620. Give us a call on the Fox World Travel Show. Now checking in on the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
Vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I'm Dayton Kanan with Rose this morning, 38 on the way up to a high of a rainy 50 degrees. Opening day at American Family Field this Thursday for the Brewers. So spring is here, and we are looking to get out of the darkness and the gray that we've seen for so long. Some people heading to Alaska, though. Let's talk to Steve in Hartford. Good morning, Steve. What's your question for Rose?
Yeah, good morning, Rose. Hey, me and my wife are going on a little trip, 10 days, flying in to Anchorage September 1st for 10 days. Just never been there. You know, do we spend more time down in the south or the north, or where's the we like the scenery, you know, we just like to see the scenery.
Okay, so you're flying into Anchorage, and what I might then suggest is, do you have plans to go to Denali?
Yes, that's a question. What's the best tour to see Denali?
The best tour to see.
My wife won't get in one of them little planes. So.
Okay. Yeah, the best way to see Denali is the Tundra Wilderness Tour, and that is run by the National Parks Department. You need to have a reservation before you go, so make sure that you've got that figured out. That's a 6 to 8 hour trip that is on a school bus, which sounds a little bit daunting when I talk about the school bus. Trust me, 13 years ago when I got on it the first time, I was a little scared, but they stop about every 90 minutes for lavatory stops and that kind of a thing. And this is your best way to get all the way into the park to have the best wildlife viewing you could possibly expect. So there is another one, which is called the Natural History Tour. It's only about 4 hours, and it really doesn't go in depth into the park. So if you're looking to try to see the Big Five and you really want to get some wildlife experience, make sure that you book the Tundra Wilderness Tour and do that in advance. Certainly, if you want to do some fishing or you want to see some marine life down south, Seward is a beautiful, beautiful area. Check out the Kenai Fjords National Park. That's another trip that you can do on a boat. This is your opportunity to see glaciers. This is your opportunity to see some of the most spectacular marine wildlife I've ever seen. Rookeries, birds, harbor seals, just gorgeous things like that. So I definitely would make sure that I've got a couple of days in Denali and a couple of days on the water and kind of map out your plans that way. But Alaska is going to be a unique situation this year because there are going to be so many people that are seeing it by land only, since many of the cruise lines have suspended sailings thanks to the Canadian ban. And so that it looks to me like the land portion of Alaska is going to be quite busy this year. So make sure you've got all your plans in place. If you need help, my suggestion to you is give us a call. We've got Alaska experts on staff, and they would be more than happy to help you make sure you've got train reservations, you've got Denali reservations, and you've got everything in place before you go.
Rose, what was the name of that tour?
Tundra Wilderness Tour. It's Tundra Wilderness Tour. It's run by the Parks Department. Excellent. And you do need to have a reservation. Try to make it as early in the morning as possible.
Yeah, and the first 2 weeks of September, that's a good time to go?
Well, that's the end of their season, so it's going to be quite chilly. They're definitely into their fall at that point in time.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, and their season is definitely short. Their season is May 15th through September 15th.
Yeah, we wanted to try and catch some of the fall colors, you know, and
So we thought maybe the first 2 weeks of September would be good for that.
Again, it's probably one of those things that you may not want to freelance it. So please feel free to give one of our advisors a call so they can hook you up with some of the best accommodations and make sure that you aren't missing something. Train reservations are going to be hard to come by.
I already did. And whoever I talked to was going to email me some things. That was a couple weeks ago, and I haven't heard nothing back yet.
Okay, well, maybe follow up.
I'll touch base again.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Have a great day. Thanks for calling. Mark from Mayville on the line. What do you have for Rose today, Mark?
Yeah, good morning. My wife and I have had the opportunity on a number of occasions to take Fox World Travel Group tours. We did Poland, Germany, Iceland. Most recent one, Rose, was with you and Gene Miller to Italy, where we had an awesome time.
Aww.
But my question is, do you guys have any group travel plans for Switzerland and Austria?
Yeah, we actually did have a Switzerland on the books for 2021 that ended up having to get canceled, of course. I would say that probably be looking toward 2023 for that. We are finding out that more and more people are looking for that Glacier Express, those Swiss Alps and all those kinds of things. And so I would say that if you keep your eyes peeled, you might see something for 2023 that would include Switzerland and Austria. One of the most beautiful, beautiful places on earth, and certainly something we want to get back to.
This sounds great. That sounds great. And you guys, too, you and Gene did an awesome time in Italy, too, Rose. We had such a wonderful time with you guys.
Oh, thank you. And honestly, I look back on those pictures, such fond memories, and hope that very, very soon we can get back to those celebrity trips again.
Yes, I hope so, too. Well, thank you very much, Rose.
Thanks.
Guys have a good day.
All right, you too, Mark. Thank you very much. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We have to take a break, but more questions next with Rose Gray on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray. Going to be rainy, 50 today. Sitting at 38 in Milwaukee. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. From Chicago, we have Bernie on the line. Good morning, Bernie.
Hey, Bernie.
Good morning.
What's your question?
Hey, Bernie.
Bernie. We lost Bernie.
Oh, all right. Bernie had a question about Cincinnati.
Yes.
Cincinnati is a very, very cool city. I know you don't think it is, but for baseball fans, Great American Ballpark, why would you not even want to go there, right? I mean, do you love going to different ballparks?
I love going to different ballparks.
Me too. Their food scene is amazing. We all know about the Cincinnati chili, right?
Yes.
They put onions on it. There are some great museums there. There's a river walk in Cincinnati, not quite as fantastic as the one in San Antonio, but anyway, Finley Market is a big open spot. Cincinnati has a very well-known and well-respected zoo.
The Cincinnati Zoo.
So lots of things going on there. So yeah, I would have absolutely no problem whatsoever spending a couple of days in Cincinnati.
It was funny because a company I used to work for, their headquarters were in Cincinnati, and I was told I had to go there. And I'm like, Cincinnati? Who wants to go to Cincinnati? And then I went, I was like, wow, this place is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, good place to go. All right, on the text line here. It jumped on me. Sorry.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to tell everybody my little experience about Disney World.
Okay.
So for those of you who are still thinking you're going to do Disney World in the upcoming several months because that they are open now, I did what I never should do and I should never admit when I do stupid things so people on the radio don't respect me any longer. We are going to Orlando this week of the 17th of April, and we're going to go to the parks one day, and we were deciding. We asked the grandkids what they wanted to do, what park they wanted to go to. Had it all figured out. We were going to go to Hollywood Studios for one day.
Yes.
Went to buy the tickets yesterday. Hollywood Studios is sold out the entire time we're there.
Wah, wah.
Oh my gosh. So, yep, we're going to go to Animal Kingdom. It's not the end of the world, but do not make the same mistake I did at just ridiculous. We knew what we wanted. Why did we not make those reservations
exactly.
earlier?
Well, so. Yeah, you know, everything's limited capacity at
right.
this point, so you
right.
got to plan ahead like right. that. We're going to get to Wendy in New Berlin on the phone, but the text I wanted to get to was from Deb in West Bend here. It says, I used to take an airport shuttle from West Bend to Milwaukee to MKE. Go right way. They doubled their fees. Do you know of another shuttle service?
I do not. Go Right Way, as far as I'm concerned, has a monopoly on that whole entire little area. And just like everything else during COVID, travel was so down that they're probably having to make up for lost revenue.
Probably, yeah.
And that's what's going on right now. So I do not know of anything else. They're still reliable. They're still wonderful. The couple that was traveling with one of the couples that was traveling in my group this past week to Phoenix used Go Right Way, and they love it. And unfortunately, I don't know of any others. So, hey, listeners, you know anything else that I don't know? Let me know.
Monopoly is only fun when you're playing the board game.
That's right.
Right?
That's
yeah.
Right.
All right. Let's jump over to Wendy in New Berlin. Good morning, Wendy. What's your question?
Good morning. My husband and I are taking a trip in about 2 weeks to Jamaica. And we were wondering, what is the best way to, because we have to be tested for that COVID, what's the best way to do that and get your results in 72 hours?
Probably check with your local Walgreens, your local CVS. There's a couple of other drugstores that have the proper testing. Just make sure that you work through that whole entire piece of paperwork, that you need to have the proper testing and that you need to have it. We just had an example. Thankfully, they were not a Fox customer, but just saw an example on the news where when they say 72 hours prior, they mean 72 hours, not 73 hours. There was a couple that was denied boarding because their COVID test was not 72 hours prior. So I would definitely check out the paperwork. Did you check out the website, the Jamaica Tourist Board website, and get all the information there, what kind of test you actually need? And then, to my knowledge, CVS and Walgreens are the ones that are giving us the best results in the most expeditious time.
Great. And what would you suggest? Is there anything really great to see in Jamaica?
Yeah. Jamaica is my absolute favorite place on the planet. We were supposed to be going there the 17th of April, and we are going to Orlando instead, simply because we had children, many children in this party, and we could not take the risk of not only the pre-testing, but we also do have to get tested on the return. And we were just concerned about what would happen if a child tested positive, and how would they stay back and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, what part of Jamaica are you going to?
Montego Bay. We're staying at the Secrets
Wild Orchid. Secrets Wild Orchid is absolutely phenomenal. There are two secrets. One is St. James and one is Wild Orchid. They are both beautiful. Montego Bay is the airport that you fly into for the vacation spots in Jamaica. Certainly you can take day trips as far up as Negril. It's a matter of how much time do you want to be away from your resort. When you're at an all-inclusive resort like Secrets Wild Orchid, it's hard to justify leaving for an entire day, but certainly you could go up to Dunn's River Falls, which is in Runaway Bay. Certainly you could go up to Ocho Rios or Negril or something of that nature, but there is so many beautiful, beautiful things to do right in the Montego Bay area. Day trips to rum distilleries, or hanging out at Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, or any of those kinds of things. And then, like I said, a half day is plenty long for me to be gone because I want to come back to my beautiful all-inclusive.
Well, thank you so much.
Awesome.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Wendy. 855-616-1620. The fastest show on the radio continues next. We have one segment left, so get your calls in for Rose Gray. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2, Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 953, 38 degrees on the way up to a high of 50. Going to be rainy most of the day, though. My name's Dayton Kane, in with Rose, taking your calls at 855-616-1620 from the text line, the 224 area code. Oh, my goodness, this thing keeps jumping this morning. So looking to take a river cruise, October river cruise in Germany. Do you think that's going to happen?
October, I feel hopeful. I'm feeling hopeful. I feel hopeful for September moving forward. So let's say, yes, I feel hopeful.
Okay. Another one here from 262. I'm looking at going to Europe in August. The tour we found would refund our trip if Europe isn't open. Any suggestions about airlines, as I couldn't find if they would?
Yeah, almost every major carrier, and that being not only United and American and Delta, but also their partners. So, for example, Delta's would be KLM and Air France, have put in place a chance for you to make changes to airline tickets without penalties. Now, that doesn't mean that your fare won't go up. So, for example, my daughter and her husband were supposed to be going to the UK in May. They didn't feel comfortable with that, so we don't think it's going to be open by May, so they moved it to August. They didn't have to pay a penalty to move it to August, but they had to pay $56 additional because that's how much more the fare had gone up since then.
Okay.
So for the most part, the major carriers are not charging penalties to change. You cannot get a refund. You can make a change without a penalty.
Going to PUJ in November, will more flights come available?
In what month?
November.
I doubt it. So PUJ is Punta Cana.
Oh, okay.
Do you know that every city has a three-letter code, Dayton?
MKE, right?
There you go. Milwaukee? Right. So PUJ is Punta Cana. Punta Cana in November, that's low season. And so I just don't imagine that there's going to be a ton more flights put in place. But again, with that said, you just heard Alex Crowe on the news telling us that United Airlines has put in place a bunch of new cities that include Myrtle Beach, Portland, Maine. These airlines are smart. They know where the people want to go. They know that people are staying domestically a little bit more now. So for the summer, a couple times a week, it's not going to be daily because they know they're not going to get those filled up. From Milwaukee, they're putting on nonstops to various new vacation destinations for us. And I cannot tell you, Dayton, how many people in the last several weeks have asked me about Maine. They just have this crazy infatuation with the state of Maine. I think a lot of people have that on their list of, you know, I've been to 40 of the 50 states, and Maine is oftentimes one of them they haven't made it to yet, right? And Maine is fabulous. Acadia National Park, Bay Harbor, it's a great...
Boston Lobster.
Oh my gosh, it's fantastic. So for those of you who are looking for some domestic options, we've got some new ones for the summer.
Awesome. From the 414, hi Rose, we'd like to find a two-bedroom condo in the North Scottsdale area for next January and February. Is that something Fox would be able to do?
We would. So not only would we help you in that regard, but you can certainly do Vrbo yourself. I mean, people ask me all the time, well, would there be any advantage to using you for that? Certainly, Vrbo is an option, and usually Fox is not going to get involved in something like that. But if you're looking for something a little bit more special, Fox has a couple of resources that are only available to travel advisors, and we could help you with that as well. So certainly do your due diligence and do a little bit of research. But if you're looking for a couple of months, North Scottsdale, wow, that sounds absolutely phenomenal to me. we can start the ball rolling for sure.
All right. We'll run out of time here, but one last question. Is there any way to save on a one-way car rental?
Usually not. If you're going from one state to another, oftentimes you're taking one car out of a fleet and putting it into another one, and so that's going to be more expensive. So within a state, sometimes there's not a drop charge. So if you're picking up a car in Orlando and you're dropping it in Fort Lauderdale, sometimes there's not a drop charge. But if you are doing something crazy like picking a car up in Chicago and dropping it in Portland, Oregon, yeah, the drop charge is going to be pretty phenomenal on something like that.
All right. Great to have you back.
Hey, it was great to be back. Everybody stay safe. Get those shots. Let's talk more travel next week.
All right. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew with the Annex Wealth Management Money Talk is next. After after we get an update with Alex Crowe in the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Have a great week.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.